dealing with cancer, I don't know a single person that doesn't know somebody or personally hasn't had that experience. And Dr. Sarah Miller with Allegheny Health Network joins us to talk about their integrative oncology approach, the clinic at Allegheny General Hospital. Dr. Miller, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
One of the things that I think a lot of people would be interested to know about your integrative oncology program is the holistic approach that complements the other more traditional ways that we treat people dealing with cancer. Tell us about it, please.
Yeah, exactly. So we wanted to be able to offer our patients more than the standard chemotherapy, radiation, and surgery. We kind of wanted to approach the patient as a person and kind of pick out other types of services that could benefit them. So one very common thing we offer is acupuncture, massage therapy. We have behavioral health services and then a lot of care and cosmetic classes and wig services to help patients look and feel their best throughout treatment.
Yeah, one of the things, massage therapy, tactile, that feeling, people in a lot of cases don't have that. It can be very healthy just in general.
Exactly. Yeah, it leads to a decrease in anxiety and overall feeling of well-being and a decrease in pain. And it also helps patients relax and it can help with sleep as well.
I have to say, I really appreciate the overall approach. It's a more comprehensive way instead of just the clinical ways that many people are accustomed to or have known for years.
Yeah, I always say to my patients, it's like when they're in the medical oncology office and we're talking about different chemotherapy treatments, it's like they're picking from a menu from a restaurant they don't want to be at. So this is kind of providing them a choice of things that, you know, that they would want to do and could only complement their care in a side effect free.
What is it like, and it must be very difficult, and I've gone through this talking to people so close and losing family members and friends, when somebody gets a cancer diagnosis, regardless of what it is, it takes their breath away at first. What do you recommend they do? Because the unknown is the greatest fear.
Exactly. So whenever they establish care with their providers, the first thing to do is ask for community resources, because in Pittsburgh, we have a lot of wonderful nonprofits that can really support the patients and their caregivers throughout this process. And just if they know anyone personally that's gone through the journey, having an advocate and telling to tell you what questions to ask your providers. We also at AHM want to be kind of like the sounding board. When they come in, we want to know what kind of services and specifically to the individual would be helpful for them to get through this.
And what's on the horizon to treat cancer?
Oh, so many things, which is good. So medically speaking, there's a lot of advances in immune therapy and targeted therapies. We're trying to move more away from the standard conventional chemotherapies into newer approaches. So overall, things are going in the right direction, just a long way to go still, for sure.
One of the issues that I hear, Doc, and I'm sure you do too, is when somebody gets a cancer diagnosis and then they're waiting for testing or they don't know yet, and it takes so long in some cases to get results. Are we making strides in speeding up that process?
I know it's a constant battle. And I'll tell you that, you know, we'll have a busy month and things will take longer to get done. It's very unpredictable, but I know everyone at all institutions in Pittsburgh are doing the best they can to provide those results as quick as possible. But it is the waiting and the not knowing. I talk about this with my patients all the time, is the hardest part. Like, once you know what you're dealing with and you have a plan,
right,
then it's much more easier to cope and deal with what you have to do.
Well, we appreciate the work that you and your medical team and staff do here. Dr. Sarah Miller, oncologist, and they're opening their second integrative oncology clinic at Allegheny General Hospital. Thank you, Doc, for all the good work you do.
Oh, thank you so much. Have a great day.